WJTL, Big Daddy Weave, Fields of Grace, Maddie Mullins, No Hold on Me, Jeremy Camp, My Defender. Good morning, it's 7:05.
Do you have a prayer that's on your heart this week? Well, we have the listener hotline already for you. We're inviting you to share sentence prayers related to this pandemic. All you need to do is call 717-397-8090. Leave your prayer request there. Leave the town you're calling from and your name. We'd love to share 397-8090.
This morning, our friend Doug Meyer joining us on the phone. Doug is the chairperson for Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Fred. It's just great to join you this morning as we serve the Lord today, and we look forward to the new mercies he has for us today.
Oh, man, that is the truth. Doug, before we talk about Lancaster's National Day of Prayer, how are things going at WDAC? How are you guys holding up?
Well, we are doing well. As you know, we've had to change how we operate a little bit. As we learn how to do things from home a little more, we still have folks here in the studio doing what we need to do. And what we're finding is that everybody needs to be encouraged around God's Word. And so we are just grateful that we're able to encourage one another as we gather together around His Word through music and through teaching. And so it's a great time to minister, and we pray each day that that's exactly what we're doing, just like you do.
Amen. So this year, Doug, the National Day of Prayer is going to look a little bit different because of COVID-19. Tell us about the event and how you guys are taking it online.
Yeah, we were really excited to have it at the Stone Gables Estate, and we were planning that event to take place there and where the Star Barn is located. But with all the COVID-19, we've had to obviously change those plans. And so we talked about a couple options, and last week it looked like the best way for us to move forward was to do something online, a virtual event of some sort. And so that's what we're planning to do. The theme this year is Pray God's Glory Across the Earth, taken from Habakkuk 2:14. And that verse states, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." And that's what we hope to do that evening, is gather together virtually, online, on television, and some other ways that we can just still gather together and pray. And I would say that, do we need prayer now more than ever?
Amen.
We need to call upon the Lord for His mercy and for His grace, and for Him to just stop what's happening in our country with this pandemic.
Amen. And so what's it going to look like? Tell us, Doug, how is the virtual event going to be in contrast to the live event?
One of the things that we still wanted to do with the virtual event was pray through the seven areas of influence within our country. Those include government and military and education and family and the church. And so we're going to have local pastors help us pray through that those areas. We have some special guests that we anticipate that will come on with us. Those include Charles Billingsley for leading us in some worship music. We have Keith and Kristen Getty coming on board with us to do a live or a video music with us and pray with us. And we also have Dr. Dobson giving us a short message and praying with us as well. So all those segments will be put together in about a one-hour program that we will offer online through LancasterNDP.com. And some other means as well.
And that's the spot where folks can get more information online, is your website, LancasterNDP.com, right?
That is correct. The LancasterNDP is the place where you can go. You will be able to see the live event on LancasterNDP.com. And we're also working with a local television station to have it available through the local television station, Channel 49, as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we're really excited they were able to partner with us. They agreed to air the broadcast from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock on May the 7th used to be out of York. They're now WLYH out of the Harrisburg area, I think, is where the signal is from. So we're really glad that they're partnering with us.
We're talking with Doug Meyer. Doug is the chairperson of the National Day of Prayer this year in Lancaster Counties, which, Doug, Lancaster's is one of the biggest in the country, right?
It is, and what's memorial about this year is something that we're just really grateful for. This is the 25th anniversary of the Lancaster National Day of Prayer, and it's a year just to celebrate what the Lord has done and how faithful he has been all these last 25 years with Donna Fisher and the work that she has done in chairing it for so many years, and we're really grateful for how the Lord has used this event to draw people together across the county to pray, and we're looking forward to doing that just in a different way this year.
Yeah, you know, that's a wonderful thing about prayer. Thursday, May 7th, this year's National Day of Prayer, the event is going to be online, also on Channel 49. There will be lots of opportunities and more details to come at lancasterndp.com. We're going to talk more with Doug coming up in just a bit. Also, music on the way, Carrie King.